Turning to sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Ellen.
And a close one in cricket's big bash last night. I enjoyed it. Did you?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But, you know, we do call it the big balderdash here.
And you no, you do.
Now,
you do.
You could almost call it the big superannuation check. All these guys, that Andy Flintoff, Jacques Cullis, are topping up their superannuation. You almost expect to hear Alan Fells in the breaks between overs saying it's the super of the future. But anyway, look, it was a super game, as you clearly pointed out. And it was quite interesting. Adelaide Strikers, 9 for 147, their final score, chasing 146. Now, with one over to go. 8 runs were needed and just 2 wickets in hand. That's always a good indication of how close the game is. Kane Richardson then ran himself out or got himself run out, and it came down to 7 runs needed off 3 balls. And this little bloke, Adam Zampa, he's a leg spinner who bats a bit. No one would have expected to do what he did next. He thumped the ball from Yasser Arafat, yes, that's his name, over mid-wicket for 6, and though then 1 run was required off 2 balls, and in this form of the game you can't defend that. So the Adelaide side triumphant, playing in colours that you don't really associate with South Australia, blue. I mean, we always think of Adelaide as red. So I think a lot of people still get confused because the players who play for their one state, poor old Chris Hartley, he's playing for a team based out of Sydney, and being a Queenslander, he's really struggling to play for anything to do with New South Wales. But it is popular. You watched it. The young fellas watched it.
Yes. We thoroughly enjoyed it, and their marvellous outfits and crazy stuff sounding like a basketball game or the baseball, and woohoo! Right.
It's a game for a generation which is long past me by.
Now, in the football, Canberra must have been a little disappointed when the Matildas were named yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as we know, Canberra United won the W League Grand Final on Sunday, pretty comprehensively, 2-3-1. But only 3 players in this training squad, it's not the final squad, of 32. I reckon one in particular would be disappointed. That's Ashley Sykes. She was hoping her sister Nicole would be included in the 32. They play their soccer together at Canberra United, twins from Dubbo in the Western Plains of New South Wales. Ellie Brush and Michelle Heyman were the others. The Perth Glory, too, it must be said, having dominated the whole season. Only 4 players from there. It's really Brisbane and Sydney which have dominated this side. But the coach, Alan Stadjic, has made it pretty clear that this is a squad that he can change as he watches people develop, particularly at this training camp at the AIS and up until the World Cup in June and July in Canada, Ellen.
And in cycling, Simon Gerrans out of the Tour Down Under.
Yeah, out of the whole summer of cycling in Australia. He comes from the Victorian High Country, the little town of Mansfield, and he was riding his mountain bike up around the mountains. Off he came. He knew the moment he hit the ground that he'd broken his collarbone. Oh. He's had a few dreadful shoulder injuries in the past, but for him it was a tough one because he had to walk back to where his car was parked, where a car was parked, and then in pain to the hospital before the x-ray confirmed that he won't be defending the Tour Down Under, Ellen.
Thanks very much, Warwick. Talk to you again in an hour.